Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Riding with the King. I guess you're riding with the King. If you're listening, you're riding. It looks like it's going to be a sensational day. As I look out our window, which I guess we only have a few more months to look out this window, we won't be seeing the Delaware. I don't know if we have a window in the studio at the new studios. It'll be the Schuylkill River. I think they divide the dead bodies up between the Delaware and the Schuylkill. So if we have a window in that studio, we'll see some dead bodies there too. As I see, I always try to keep a count out as I look at the Ben Franklin Bridge and the Delaware River to see how many dead bodies are floating down the river. But whatever, there is so much to talk about, as there is every week. And some of the things to kind of follow up on the things I was talking with Joe Giglio on Thursday night, trying to educate the poor lad on what is really happening rather than the fake world of what some people try to make happen. But we have got to address first, before anything else, what the hell happened last night with the Phillies? Now, we'll get to the Eagles and we'll get to the Raptors, and that could have been the Sixers, but Brett Brown didn't follow through on his promise of star hunting, so he didn't get any stars for his basketball team. But we'll get into that. What the hell happened last night? And the Phillies, I think they're a good team, and I've said that all along. I mean, they need a starting pitcher, although last night starting pitching wasn't a problem. They need the pitchers to come back from injury, and they will in the bullpen. But their offense, even though they scored 8 runs last night, they're really still kind of inconsistent. They are inconsistent with their offense. Now, Gabe Kapler changed the lineup a lot last night. He put everybody, the lineup was different. Segura leading off. He took Hernandez out of there, who had been struggling in a leadoff spot. Harper stayed at second. He moved Realmuto up to third. Hoskins stayed at fourth. Then he put Bruce 5, Kingery 6. He played Rodriguez at third. That shows you how bad Mikel Franco is. Mikel Franco is awful. Terrible. Terrible. And all these people, Mikel Franco is a really good player. No, he's not. He had a few home runs at the beginning of the year. He's at best an average defensive player because he's got no range. He's a terrible offensive player. I think since the middle, he's hitting under 100 since the middle of May. So he has to put Rodriguez at third, and then he bats Hernandez. He drives from the one spot to 8. Now, I don't have a problem with the lineup, but Kingery got 3 of, how many hits? They got 3 of the 9 hits. So Kingery got 3 of the 9 hits. Bryce Harper hit a home run, which was nice. However, that was his only hit, and he still struck out once, and he's going to strike out. So they lacked the consistency, but the way that they choked up that game last night against the first place team, and it's too early to start worrying about games behind. I know people start looking at, and you don't want to fall too far behind. You still want to play well. But you're worrying about first place. You got to worry about playing better. But Gabe Kapler last night after the game, after Brian McCann won the game with a single to left center, and Gabe Kapler after the game, and I agree that to not walk him, because with Albie's coming up next, they have some really good young players. But let me play this bite from Gabe Kapler last night about McCann. And again, I'm okay with him pitching to him, but I'm not okay with what he said here. All right, here is my problem with what Gabe Kapler said. He says, we didn't think that ball was blistered by any stretch. It doesn't have to. Here's what has been taken away with the ability and the beauty of the game of baseball. The Phillies have too many players that just swing for home runs. When you're in a situation like that, and they just don't know how to hit, it seems to me anyway, that the Phillies don't know how to hit in a situation like the Braves had last night. It wasn't blistered. It doesn't have to be blistered. You just try to make contact. You want to put the ball in play, and you want to make contact. It may have been a good pitch. That's fine. But McCann is a smart hitter and a good hitter who can hit home runs. But the Phillies in that situation would have been swinging for a home run, and that's not what you need to do in that situation, is swing for a home run. You just want to make contact and put the ball in play, which McCann did. It was a base hit. I don't care whether it's blistered. He got a base hit because his approach at the plate was so much different than what the Phillies do, and that is one of their problems. And I think the fact that they'll have pitchers coming back in the bullpen, and Sir Anthony Dominguez, I think, is making a mistake not getting the surgery. Because even though he may come back in 6 weeks now, he's just going to get a shot. He had a second examination. He's going to have to get Tommy John surgery after the season, which you might as well get it done now, so you might have him for the end of next season. He's going to have to get Tommy John surgery. There's no question, and mark my words, it's going to happen. You get a shot, so you might be able to pitch a little bit. It doesn't make any sense. He should, but you can't tell the player what to do. He's got to make the decision himself, or his agent makes the decision himself. And that's not going to, I think that's a mistake, even if he comes back towards the end of the year. I don't think that's good news. I think that's the wrong news. But the Phillies lost on the first game of this stretch. They have, what, 7 road games on this road trip against Atlanta. Washington appears to just be an average team. But Atlanta is obviously a good team. And their next, now 26 games, are against their division. Now, the division is not that good other than Atlanta. The Mets are decent. They're just decent. But, you know, they can surprise you with some of the things they do, and then they don't. Miami's playing better, but Miami is Miami. And they play them here next weekend. And I don't think they're going to sweep them, but they'll win 2 out of 3. But, all right, so here's what I want to look at today. What do you foresee as the problems with the Phillies? Again, a good team, but they're not a team that's going to go deep into the playoffs. And they'll make some trades. There's something about that offense that's just not right. And Bryce Harper all along, let's face facts. People got to get over this. He's a 250 hitter. That's all Bryce Harper really is for the last couple of years. He's a 250 hitter who should hit some home runs. And his swing is vicious. And that's what he swings for almost all the time, 95% of the time. And he's going to hit some home runs. I don't know if he's going to get many more than 30. At this pace now, he's not even going to get 30. But I think he'll get right around 30 home runs. That's okay. But it's the other people in the lineup. And Realmuto's got to get a rest. He is a really good catcher. He's not playing to the level that I think everybody thought that he would play. Not defensively, he's terrific. But offensively, I think everybody expected he'd be better. Rhys Hoskins, good player. Maybe, you know, Kingery's probably the best player on the team, but combined with power and average, I think Hoskins is probably the best hitter. But again, he swings for home runs. That's what these guys do. And I think that's a mistake. Their approach at the plate is a mistake. And they made a trade for a utility player, infield, outfield. That's what's it, Brad Miller, which is okay. I mean, it doesn't hurt. So Goslin goes back to the minor leagues. Roman Quinn will come up. He'll play some center field, and Kingery will play third. But you're going to play Roman Quinn until he gets hurt. And that's basically what's going to happen. It's just his history of injuries. It's too bad. It looks like he could be a really nice player. But his history of injuries is not very good. So we'll take a look and the problems you foresee with the Phillies. We can talk about the Eagles. Mini camps are over until, I think, July 25th is the first day of camp. It's not official yet, but I think that will be the date when the Eagles come back to camp. So they got about 5 weeks off. Wentz looks fine. Everybody all wound out of shape. It's a really, really good contract for the Eagles, and it's a good contract for Wentz because it's not greedy. It's basically $66 million guaranteed. Anybody complains about this contract is really, really, it's ridiculous. Joe Giglio complains. He was way off the rails the other night. Well, they could have signed other players. Well, this year they don't have to pay Wentz that much money. So how many defensive linemen do you need? Well, they gotta got more defensive ends. Well, we'll see how the players they have are, and I think Chris Long now at this point, if they have an injury, I think he'd come back. But now it looks like he's kind of fallen into that really enjoying the time away. But if they have an injury, he could come back. But you just can't go out and just sign players because you want to sign players. Their defensive line looks pretty good. And the other night, I forgot about Tim Jernigan, who will play now, who is healthy, along Malik Jackson. Derek Barnett should be ready for the start of camp. Vinny Curry's back. Brandon Graham was re-signed. It was a good deal by the Eagles. Malcolm Jenkins, I got to give him credit today, although I will criticize something he said. I give him credit for coming back. He knew he was barking up the wrong tree. He had, and I tried to tell people this all along, oh, you got to make him happy. You know, playing football should make you happy. Making $8.75 million a year this year should make you happy. How many people would be happy to make 100th of that? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Well, you got to make him happy. No, he's happy. Just go out and play football. He had no leverage. And you don't have to give him more. You sign him to a contract. This is the contract. But I'm going to talk about, after we take a break, I'm going to talk about the problem that I had with what he said. I give him credit coming back and realizing this was foolish to stay out. He would have been fined. I don't know if he would have had to pay the fines, but you got to draw the line somewhere, and he may have had to pay the fines by not being there at the mandatory camp. And it would have been senseless to stay out for the regular camp. He's got no leverage. He's got a contract, not just this year, but next year. If he was 27 years old, it might be a different story. He's 32 years old, and that's the difference. And so he came back, which was a good thing. You got to hope that, and they've got some good young defensive backs. And Malcolm Jenkins is really a linebacker, not a safety the way he plays now. So I'm gonna tell you where I think he's got the wrong idea, and I'm gonna tell you about that when we come back. We'll talk about the Raptors, and I hate to bring it up, and because people jumped all over me when I said before this basketball season started to trade Ben Simmons for Kawhi Leonard. Oh no, he's a generational player. Yeah, how did that work out for the Sixers? And how did that work out for the Raptors? Whether it's 1 year or not, you would have been in the finals. You would have been in the finals with Kawhi Leonard. You would have been in the finals. So we'll talk about that. All these people that whining about the Raptors winning because Golden State was hurt. I want to talk about that. And Father's Day is tomorrow. If you have, along with your sports conversation, if you have stories, good, hopefully they're not bad, about your dad, I'd love to hear them with Father's Day tomorrow. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. On your cell phones, if you're on that AT&T service, you know, I've been using for a long time, it's pound 9494. And on Verizon, same thing, pound 9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is 8:16. WIP. Last night on the loss, Hector Neris said about the winning hit, he got like terrible contact and he got a single. I don't control it. I just throw the pitch that I wanted for a strikeout. I'll come in tomorrow and do my job. Well, that's fine. He got like terrible contact. But he got contact. That's the difference. His approach at the plate is different than what the Phillies do. And they've been instructed to hit home runs so much, it's a joke. All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how's it going today?
Good, how are you?
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, hey, thanks. You too.
I just want to answer your question. Sure. The problem is their pitching. It's as simple as that. It's horrible.
Well, the bullpen has injuries, and they use the bullpen. The problem is I'm okay with Neris the way he's pitched. No, he didn't win last night, and you know, I don't want to hear people whine about not getting Craig Kimbrell, because Kimbrell is not going to be perfect in save opportunities either. But the Atlanta Braves, what I've noticed about them is they really have, and again, I'm not watching all the games. I just watch and I see what goes on. They never feel like they're out of it. And the Phillies do feel like they're out of it because they're not a team that can go through the lineup and grind through the lineup and score runs, because they're not that kind of team. It's home. It's almost home run or nothing.
They don't know how to manufacture runs.
Yeah, and they don't do that. Where Atlanta, when, you know, and the problem I have with Neris, he got, as he said, got like terrible contact. It doesn't matter. His approach was to make contact, which the Phillies hitters don't. Phillies are a good team. They need another starter. Okay. They need the health in the bullpen to come back. And I think just because Sir Anthony is going to now get a shot and come back in 6 weeks, he's going to need that surgery at some point. And you can't have faith that he's going to be good for the rest of the year, because he's going to have to get that surgery. I'm not a doctor, but I know what that injury is. And some people believe that kids should just get it if they don't even need it when they're in high school, because it's a problem in your elbow. But whatever the case,
and another
problem,
they
need a starter. They need another position player, and we know that. And Herrera, thank goodness, won't come back. You know, I hope I never see him again for what he did. It's disgusting. But and I hope they don't change their mind. They can't now. With, you know, it sounds like they've pretty much made their decision. He's going to be suspended after this administrative leave is up after his hearing in New Jersey. But they need another player. Bruce was a nice addition, but he's not an everyday player. We can see that now.
I want to switch gears for a second.
Sure.
Who do you think is the toughest foe in the NFC for the Eagles?
Wow. I don't have faith in Green Bay anymore. Even though
they're done.
Well, I don't know if they're done. It'll be an interesting game when they play them, but that doesn't define the season because it's in Green Bay and it's on a Thursday night, so it's a real big advantage for Green Bay to play at home on Thursday night. I guess New Orleans would be a team. You still think the Rams would be a team?
I think the Bears are the team.
And the Bears. I would say the Bears. I'm not a Trubisky fan.
I'm not either.
Yeah, so.
But let me tell you something.
Their defense.
Picking up Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix was huge.
Yeah, but they lost their defensive coordinator too. He's the head coach at Denver now.
True.
So, and that's a big loss. So we'll see how they play. But the Bears, I think, and they play. Okay, so they play Green Bay on the road. That's that's a disadvantage for the Eagles because it's Thursday night. Not because it's on the road, because it's on the road and Thursday. Play the Bears here. They need to win that game because it's a home game. They don't play Los Angeles unless it's the playoffs. L.A.'s got a short window. It's amazing what they tried to do. And everybody, you know, in another one of Joe Giglio's brilliant comments the other night. I like Joe, but he's off track too many times. He says, oh, they went out and got all those players to fill all his needs. What they're doing, and it was explained to me, and it's obvious, they're trying to create this really good team, which is they're going to lose. They're going to be cap-strapped and lose everybody. They're trying to build up a good team for their new stadium. They're trying to sell tickets to a new stadium. So that's why they're doing what they're doing right now. And I think,
but I don't think Goff's the answer.
I think Carson Wentz is better than Goff.
I know that Carson Wentz is better than Goff. Yeah. Carson Wentz is better than Trubisky.
Well, without question, he's better than Trubisky.
Yeah, and I don't understand why the Bears didn't go get Foles.
Because they had a quarterback.
Trubisky?
Yeah, because he's second pick, and they moved up to get him in the second pick in the draft. They believe.
No,
yeah, but they believe in Trubisky. And, you know, all said and done, he's much younger. You know, Foles did a great job here, but I think people over, and I love Nick Foles. He'll never, ever, ever be anything but a legend to the football fans and the people of Philadelphia because of what he did in that Super Bowl. However, you got, and I hope he does a really good job in Jacksonville. I think he will do a good job. They need some other players around him. But Wentz is, Trubisky, in the end, will probably be better than Nick Foles. We know Wentz will be better, although some people don't believe that. They have Trubisky. He's their quarterback.
I don't think Trubisky's going to lead them to a Super Bowl.
Well, I don't think so either, but I don't know that Foles can do it again either. So
I like the way he surveys the field. I like the way he.
Well, I like his calmness on the field. So, what's your Father's Day story?
Well, every day with my father was great, but he used to take me. My father was a contractor,
right.
And on the weekends he'd do side jobs, and he'd take me. I'd have to mix the mortar for him. I was like 12 years old, and I'd hop up in his pickup and. You know, I felt like I was a king. Let's put it that way, man.
Okay. All right, but you enjoyed it. My father's business was my grandfather's business. My grandfather wanted me to go in the business, which it was truck bodies, and they built and repaired them. And, it was a long line of work, but that wasn't me. So,
Howard, thank you very much. Have a wonderful Father's Day.
All right, and the same to you, assuming you're a father. Even if you're not, have a happy Father's Day. All right, I want to touch on something else, too, and a couple of things. We talk about Wentz. I am rooting very, 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 very hard for Dak Prescott to get like $40 million a year. I hope the Cowboys sign him to the biggest quarterback contract in the history of the NFL. Not because he's any good, because it will screw up the Dallas Cowboys for years. Dak Prescott is a little above average quarterback. He's, in my opinion, a one-year wonder. He had a great offensive line. He had a running game. He didn't really have to do anything. If you look at his average yards in a game, they're really not that great. He just not very good at reading a defense. He's not as accurate as you need to be. He makes bad decisions in throwing the football. But the Cowboys, because it's Dak Prescott, I hope he gets a gigantic, gigantic contract so they are screwed for years. They will never win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott. The Cowboys will never. And you can mark this down. You can bring it back up to me. The Cowboys will never win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott. All right. So, and I know there's Cowboys fans out there that think he's the greatest thing. Greatest, greatest, greatest thing. It's like the same foolish morons in New York who think Shelai Manning is still a good quarterback. Shelai sucks. The Giants are going to suck, which is good for the Eagles because they're in their division. As long as they keep on playing Eli Manning, they will not be a good team. And I want to address Malcolm Jenkins' comment. As I said earlier, I believe Malcolm made a very good decision to come back to camp. It was senseless. He wasn't going to get anywhere. The Eagles weren't going to give him any more money, and they're not going to give him any more money. When he gets through this year, they possibly could make a decision on next year, on the last year of his contract, and what they do. But he's got to remember his age, and that works against him. It's too bad. It's the way it is. But he made a comment, and again, I think it's great that he came back and he made a good decision and to be with that team. But he made a comment the Tuesday when he spoke to the media. They asked him about his contract, and obviously he wanted a new deal. He wanted more money for this year, and I heard it was over $5 million more this year. I don't know what he was smoking. But he made a comment that when he signed his contract, I think it was 4 years for $35 or $36 million. When he signed his contract, it was a good contract. But then he says, I love the way players make the same comment. I've outperformed my contract. No, you have not outperformed your contract. The Eagles paid you at that time top, you know, somewhere in the top, I think, five in safety money, somewhere in the top five, and they paid you to perform and do the best you can. So you didn't outperform your contract. You performed it the way you and they thought that you would, and that's what it was. Every year, the numbers are going to go up. Every year, numbers in football are going to go up at all positions because the salary cap goes up, so the salaries go up. And to say you've outperformed your contract and want to get what other people are getting now, that's not the way it works. You can't just keep on escalating your number because it's always going to get bigger. If that was the case, there's going to be quarterback signings at the end of this year. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes will sign. I don't know if they can sign him at the end of the year. I don't know what Jared Goff's going to sign for. They have the same agent. I don't know what some of these guys are going to sign for. But it's going to be, you're going to get young quarterbacks to sign. And they're going to sign for more than the average of about $25 million that Carson Wentz is playing for. So do you say, well, wait a minute. This guy's getting more money, so I should get more money? No, that's not the way it works. When you sign the deal, you are happy with the deal. And you can't just, because the numbers just keep on going up, because the cap goes up. So you understand that. And if they ever get to the 18 games a season, which the NFL really wants to have only two preseason games, we can talk about that if you want to, whether you'd like to see only two preseason games and 18 regular season games. Obviously, the money's going to go up for players at that point, too. But when Malcolm Jenkins said he's outperformed his contract, no, he hasn't. He's performing to what they signed him for. And just because other players, who are much younger, by the way, signed for more money, that's the way it is in all sports. Because the cap always goes up, so players are going to get more money. And you can't say, well, I should get that because that's what it is. Then you'd never have a set contract. There would always be players that want to redo their contract or get more money. And you can't do it like that. That's just not the way it works. And I want to talk, and people want to talk about the NBA championship. I heard, and I tweeted something out, John Marks and Ike Reese. It seemed like they were whining about the Raptors winning the championship because KD was out, but you knew going into the series, he should have never played the 11 minutes or 12 minutes he played in that game. The KD was out, and you knew that was going to be the case before the series started. And Klay Thompson got hurt in the last game. So for one quarter, you're going to say, well, he would have beaten them because he would have been there for the last quarter. Stop whining. The Raptors were better. They were a better team. And that's why they won an NBA championship. And if the Sixers had had the guts, if Brett Brown really followed through on his proclamation last year that they were going to go star hunting and didn't go for a star because he didn't want to trade that precious Ben Simmons to San Antonio for Kawhi Leonard, I don't care if he's played for 1 year. Would you have been happy for Kawhi Leonard for this year if you had won a championship with the Sixers and he was gone after this year? Would you have been happy with that? I think so. 94 WIP, but you have your own opinions. 94 WIP, 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494 on your cell phones, whether it's AT&T, the service that I'm using, #9494, and Verizon, the same thing. So lots to talk about. What do you see as the problems with the Phillies? And there's more than one. Malcolm Jenkins, I don't know that people are unhappy. We had a lot of people that said, oh, they ought to make him happy. He's happy, should be happy with $8.75 million this year. Talk about the Raptors and a story about your father with Father's Day tomorrow. 94 WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. And the time now is 8:37. And you know what's coming up today? And after I get off the air, I'm going to stop over there. You can taste the greatest collection of pizzerias ever assembled. That's today at the Pizzadelphia Pizza Festival. Pizzadelphia is out to prove that Philly has the best pizza in the country. They have some really good pizza. They really do have some really good pizza with over 20 iconic Philly brands like Santucci's, Franzone's, Tacanelli's, New Jersey. It's Pizzadelphia today from noon till 4 p.m. at the Navy Yard. You can still get tickets at pizzadelphiafest.com. Buy yours now and get $5 off by entering the promo code WIP. Limited tickets will be available at the door, so you're better off to go online if you can. So, and I will stop by there this afternoon. Get yours in advance now at pizzadelphiafest.com. 94 WIP on a Saturday morning. Brutal, brutal, brutal loss. Gabe Kapler, really, it's just a bunch of garble. I mean, I don't have a lot of problems with Gabe Kapler. It's changing the lineup was okay last night. He had to try to do something. But their approach to the plate is just bad, and analytics is really screwed up the game. All they try to do is hit home runs. And McCann just made contact. Where if the Phillies, and that wasn't a bad pitch by Neris, but McCann just made contact, which Phillies hitters don't always do and don't do a lot of the times. They don't change their approach in the situation. They blew a 7-2 and an 8-4 lead. That is a problem. And they score runs. I got to see. I guess they spread it out the way they scored the runs, and yeah, they spread it over the game. So it's not like they did it in one inning, but still, of the 9 hits, Kingery had 3 of them. All right, let's go to Yo, you dope. Adrian, what's up? I'm sorry. Did I wake you up, Adrian? Hey, nitwit.
Yo, Howard. Hey, Howard.
Hey, wait, you got to pay attention. Are you that?
Hey, listen, Howard. Let me ask you this, right?
You weren't paying attention.
Let me just ask you this, Howard. Malcolm Jenkins, what did he do with that $100 million the NFL gave him? He want more money out of you guys. He's such a weasel.
Whoa. They didn't give it to him. They gave it to the initiative that they're trying to make better with social justice and all the things that he's trying to do.
They gave the money to Malcolm Jenkins and that bum trying to get more money out of y'all.
First of all, I don't know what a bum is, but it's not his money. It's not his money. So let's deal with the real issue. Here's the real issue. He's out of line to ask for. Well, he's not out. I guess he's out of line because he signed a contract. He's got 2 years left. At his age, you can't extend it. You can't extend it at his age to give him more money. And for that reason, he's out of line. He did make a good decision to come back, but what he said was so far off base. He signed a good contract when he signed it. Now he's outperformed it. No, you haven't outperformed it. You're playing to what they thought you'd play for, and that's just what it is.
He's trying to get more money at a safety, and he's a linebacker. Come on, Malcolm Jenkins. Do you know?
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that.
Hey, listen. Do you know Eli threw for 500 yards on him last year without our distraction? You know, we got rid of our distractions this year. You know, the last time we got rid of our distractions, remember Tiki Barber used
Wait a minute. You were one of the guys that Beckham Jr. was this end-all, be-all. I mean, so now you're okay with getting rid of him. Before, you weren't, huh? You're a fraud. You're a front-running fraud.
Hey, look, it's almost like the same thing with you with Deshaun Jackson. Once he became a distraction, we got rid of him. Watch what we do this year. We're going to shake up everything.
No, he's a different person now. Deshaun Jackson is a different person now.
Different person. Come on.
You are. Hey, you know what I've noticed?
Okay.
There are a bunch of dopes. There are a bunch of dopes at call. And another Giants fan who is smarter than you are, and he's a dope, and that's Arthur. But unfortunately for Arthur, he got an extended stay in the joint because he got into a fight. I found out he got into a fight. He was only supposed to do 6 months. Now he's doing another 3 or 4 months because he got in a fight in the joint.
Let me ask you this.
But he's smarter than you are, and he's a dope.
You call me Arthur the dope. Well, what about Howie Roseman? He signed Wentz for all that money. Y'all think what?
Hey, well, Wait a minute. Do you know that was a great deal? It's only $66 million guaranteed, and then there's other guarantees built in. It's only an average of $25 million a year. Are you a moron?
Hey, listen,
that was a great deal. Great deal for the Eagles and a great deal for Wentz.
Hey, listen, Howard. He get hurt on injuries. It's not even contact injury.
Okay.
He's injury prone, Howard.
Okay. All right. Was Jimmy Garoppolo injury prone when they traded for him when San Francisco? Shut up, you dope. Get out of here. And Jimmy Garoppolo tore his ACL by just running out of bounds.
He laughs like Snoopy.
I never thought about like that. Yeah, we ought to take his laugh and compare it to Snoopy's laugh. But Adrian is a full-fledged moron, nitwit, and he is, I mean, he graduated so quickly to dope. Tom, what's going on in Allentown, Tom?
Hey, good morning, Howard. We got good baseball up here.
Lehigh Valley Iron.
You ever been? Ever been to the stadium?
No, I have not. I've been to Reading, but I have not been to Lehigh Valley.
It's a great ballpark. You should come up sometime.
I should. You're right.
But first off, don't they have sports talk radio in New York? So let's have these Giants fans, you know?
Yeah, but New York people don't want to hear from them either because they're idiots too.
Well, that's true. But the reason I'm calling, so it seems to me that every potential free agent in the NBA is either going to the Clippers, the Lakers, the Nets, or the Knicks, right?
I don't know if there's another team in the mix. Yeah, Miami Heat, I don't know what kind of room they have, but there was a story that Jimmy Butler's going to talk to him. Jimmy Butler's just trying to play the game because he can get more money from the Sixers because he can get an extra year. He'll get the max. In the end, he'll get the max from the Sixers. That'll be – but you're right. Those are the teams that are mentioned primarily. Yes.
We hear talk about who we're probably going to lose or who we might lose. We hear nothing about being in the running for anybody.
Well, why would you – if you're a free agent, let's start with Kevin Durant. Why would you come here?
Because you're injured and the Sixers have a propensity towards signing injured players.
Well, that's not a good reason. He's got a in New York, it's a big market, and if he comes with somebody else, he's got a chance. The Nets have a chance to be a good team. If he and Kyrie go there, they have a chance to be a very good team. And the Clippers will be a good team. Because they have two openings for max contracts, so the Clippers.
The Clippers are the team in L.A. No doubt.
Yeah, they will be the team in L.A. The odds in Las Vegas, and it's done by, I don't know who puts that together. A lot of times it's done by computer, but when you're betting on the NBA champion and the Lakers are now the favorite, you're only betting on the speculation that Anthony Davis will go there, and his agent told the Celtics, He won't re-sign there if he goes there. Well, the agent's on the cover of Sports Illustrated this year. That's the problem with the NBA is a broken product because the agents run the game, and it's really becoming a problem. But if I'm a free agent, give me any one of them. Why would I want to come to the Sixers?
Right. Well, who do you see as our starting five next year, first game?
Well, unfortunately, Ben Simmons will still be here because they won't – if they even thought about trying to trade him now, which they have – the thought has been in their mind before, you're not going to get what you think is value for him. So it'll be Ben Simmons. J.J. Redick's got to come off the bench. They've got to sign a two-guard. So I don't
100%
know.
100% agree.
Who's the green with Toronto? He might not cost a lot of money, but at least he could. Danny Green, right?
Yeah. Danny Green, yeah.
Yeah, Danny Green. So I think there's a chance. I think I'm pretty sure he's a free agent. And bring J.J. Redick will re-sign here. But he has to come off the bench because he's not a good defender. And he's not as consistent as you need for a starter. He can shoot, but he's inconsistent.
His game has suffered, I think.
Yeah,
he wasn't the same J.J. this year as he was the year before.
I mean, I don't know. It's not like – I don't think Tobias Harris is going to be back because he wants a max contract. And obviously Embiid will be at the center. I'm really not sure because what we can say now of the starters, I don't know who the starters are going to be because I think there's going to be different players here. Let's put it this way. They've got to have different players. If they are going to be a better team, they cannot, I'm going to tell you right now, they cannot compete for a championship with this team right now. Can't do it. Even if they re-sign Tobias Harris and re-sign Jimmy Butler and re-sign J.J. Redick, they cannot compete for the NBA championship. Can't
agree.
Do it.
Too many question marks.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know who their starters would be because Redick can't be your starting two guard. You got to get somebody else. Tobias Harris won't be back. Jimmy Butler will, so I can name three of them. Simmons, Embiid, and Butler. And outside of that, they better go out and get some players.
Got to do something. I got some faith in Elton Brand, but...
No, I got more faith in Elton Brand than I did in the star-hunting Brett Brown as a general manager last year. They can't win like this. They're still behind the... They got a three-year window with the... With the China doll, Joel Embiid. So are you okay with the Raptors winning the championship?
I guess I am.
Golden State. Not that the Sixers didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
all these people that whine. And thanks for the call, Tom. Happy Father's Day. Take care. All these people that whine about Toronto winning and if KD wasn't hurt and Klay Thompson wasn't hurt in that game. Get over it. Toronto was a better team. Toronto got better after the Sixers. And I love these people say, well, if that shot doesn't go in, the Sixers win. Did you forget that it was a tie game when Kawhi Leonard took the shot? It was a tie game. They were on the road. I don't think the Sixers would have won anyway. And the problem is because Toronto... And they got better. They got better against Milwaukee, and they certainly started to play much better against Golden State. They play really good defense. So Embiid, who I think is a prima donna too, I think he whines about injuries because he knew that team really played him well defensively. And without Ben Simmons having to be guarded, you have his player defensively. If Embiid goes inside, play down on him. This team is not constructed well enough. And with Embiid, they've got 3 years. Big guys don't last that long. You've got a three-year window. And that's why signing a player for 1 year, would you take Anthony Davis? Sure. Now you will, because you realize it'd be good for you. They're not going to trade for him. They don't have enough to trade for him. The Sixers are not in a good position to trade for a good player. But you would take him. Where you wouldn't take Kawhi last year. You trade Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, and I don't know what other pieces you could trade in draft picks for Anthony Davis for 1 year. You can't win with Ben Simmons. Can't do it. 888-729, not a championship anyway. 888-729-9494. On your cell phones, on AT&T, it's #9494. On Verizon, same thing, #9494. Father's Day stories. Stop whining about the Raptors winning. Sixers can't win. And what's the matter with the Phillies? Now are you really concerned about them getting to the playoffs? I don't know if the wild card's going to come out of this division. Atlanta really has some really good young players. WIP Sports Time is 8:56. WIP, hour number two of the show this morning. Talking some about the Phillies. Problems. You know, and not big problems because they're a good team. Their inconsistent lineup is not good. I know they scored 8 runs last night. Injuries in the bullpen, which that will get better. And we'll see if David Robertson was the player that they thought they signed. But the Phillies just swing for home runs, and that is a problem. Carson Wentz looked good, and again, it's mini camp. But he looks healthy. Malcolm Jenkins is back, which is a good thing, because he was smart enough to realize he wasn't going to get a penny and just go out and play football. I don't want to hear you outperformed your contract. You admitted that the contract you signed was a good one when you signed it. You haven't outperformed it. You're performing to what you signed for. It's that simple. Dak Prescott, I'm rooting for the Cowboys to give him the most money of any quarterback in the National Football League so they screw themselves up for the years. And people have to stop whining about the Raptors winning and Golden State not having all their players. Stop whining. Stop whining. The Raptors were the best team because they had the guts to make a trade for Kawhi Leonard for 1 year. And it turned into a championship. And they have some good players, and they made some good decisions on players during the season. I don't know that the Sixers have enough to be able to do that. I know they're not good enough to go deep into the playoffs. And I don't know how they can fix it. And I think Elton Brand will try to do whatever he can, but it would be shocking to see one of those big free agents decide to come here. Another thing that I know is just driving you crazy with excitement. O.J. Simpson is going to have a Twitter account to get back at people, I think is kind of what he said. It's ridiculous. We've got the sound, and I heard it. It's just so ridiculous. Yeah, he's going to have fun. I don't know who O.J. Simpson allegedly killed 2 people, but we know what really happened. He really did, in the minds of everybody, kill 2 people. He got away with, he went to jail for something else. But OJ, just go away. Great football player, but just go away. And this week, Angelo decided on Friday that I was the weasel of the week. That's great. I hope that makes Angelo happy in the world that he lives in. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, long-time caller. Listen, you remember the game you had against Angelo in the bubble outside the old vet, 97, 98, I think it was?
No.
It was your team. It was for Eagles Youth Partnership. It was a charity. Guys, it was your fans against Angelo's.
You know what? Was it?
I was one of the people that played in the game.
Was it a football game?
No, it was a flag football game. It was inside the bubble, right
really?
Outside the vet.
Yeah, I vaguely remember it. I remember a poker contest we had at the Borgata, and Angelo called in sick. His own contest. He called in sick to the Borgata because I got Charles Barkley to play on my poker team. So that pissed him off.
Yeah, you actually came in and started a quarterback and in the game, and Angelo never even stepped foot on the field. So you set it off
Danny out there. I think we know, Al is somewhat of an athlete. Angelo is not. So, he is not even close to an athlete. If Angelo played 18 holes of golf, and I would pick the golf course, I think I challenged him one time, and he wouldn't do it. I would bet that he wouldn't shoot under 180 for 18 holes. 180. You know what that means? 180. It's one thing to go over 100, but 180. My golf course is Commonwealth, which is a great golf course, and he's got some carries, and he'd have to he still has to keep on dropping it. He'd be putting 10, 12, 15 balls in the water, and they'd all, and they would count as strokes. Yeah, they would count as strokes. So, whatever.
If I got time at the end of the call, I got to tell you about a Mets game I had action on the other day through the Golden Nugget. There was a loser, but turned out to be a winner.
Go ahead. Well, tell me about that now.
Oh, okay. So anyway, the other night the game got suspended. The Mets were playing.
And they played the next day.
Yeah. You know that game was considered a winner by Vegas?
Because
it goes back to the last official inning of play, because they canceled the game. They shut the game down.
Oh, did the Cardinals score in the top of the ninth inning or whatever it was, of the inning?
They scored the top of the ninth, and the Mets never got the bat. So my buddy called me on the phone, and he says, they just put my money back in my account. So I said, well, let me go over to the Nugget to see.
Go to the Borgata next time. Their sports book, and they already have a sports book, but they got a really, really, really snazzy sports book, which is opening the end of June 29th.
Well, the only reason I go to the Nugget is because after hours when I'm in there, I work in there.
Oh, okay.
You can put the money in the kiosk.
I got you. So I understand. Yeah, they revert back because they don't want it to carry over to the next, and the Mets ended up losing the game. All right. What's your Father's Day? Do you have a story about your dad?
Yeah. So anyway, 1982, home opener, my father pulls me out of second grade. We go to the game. My father had a big thing about it. He had a comb over, was terrible, which you don't see anymore because the kids shaved their heads, you know?
Right.
So anyway, we go to the game. So my father always had a hat on. We go to the game. The fanatic comes over, and he's playing around with me with the tongue and all that. My father's sitting there laughing. He grabs the hat. Fanatic grabs the hat off my father, flings it like a frisbee. He almost hits the field. We were right on third base foul line. So now my father's hat is gone.
So in other words, that's your memory of your father. And your memory is you want to rip him for his comb over. Come on, man, it's your dad. You can't do that. James, you're on WIP.
King, good morning. First of all, I want to say I respect your knowledge, man, and I respect the fact that you have the guts to call out a lot of these announcers, a lot of these sports broadcasters for their insight. But I want to say this. People talk about Carson Wentz. The deal was a good deal. They got him
at a great deal. A great deal for the Eagles. And Carson Wentz is happy with it, so it's a great deal for him.
Right. They got him at market value before the market goes up. But Steve Young made a comment years ago and said the NFL is a systems game. If you can have the best quarterback in the world, if you don't put him in the right system, he's not going to shine.
Well, that's the way it is. That's why the head coach or the offensive coordinator has got to be a quarterback-friendly guy. I mean, Andy Reid knows quarterbacks. That's why he's always been, whether the quarterback's been good or average, he's always gotten the best out of his quarterbacks. And he knew when he drafted Patrick Mahomes what he was going to get, but he's had him throughout the years. Doug Peterson, you can see that Doug Peterson plays to Carson Wentz's strengths and not to what he thinks it should be. And that's important. And then the quarterback respects you for that, too.
Can I ask you a question, Howard?
Sure.
What exactly – I got two questions. I need you to explain to me. What exactly – how does that half a game thing work? You can't play a half a game. When they say a team is a game and a half up or half, how does a half a game thing
work? You really don't know that? Because it's an imbalance. Because, all right, let me look at the I'll look at the standings. Because the teams haven't played equal games. So it's a half a game when the other team hasn't played the equal amount of games. So you can't count it as a – because let me see who's played. I'm trying to see who's played more games here. I can't – here we go. But it's an imbalance in games. So that's why it's a half a game, because they haven't played – they haven't played the same – like the Phillies are 38 and 31, so that's 69 games. The Braves have played 70 games. So the Braves have played one more game than the Phillies. So it's counted as a half a game and not a full game. Now, there's going to be a day off somewhere along the way for the Braves, and then the Phillies will catch up, and then it'll be an even number. When they play an even amount of games, it's an even number. But when they don't, it can't be an even number. All right?
What exactly is the job of an offensive coordinator? Because he doesn't do anything.
He doesn't, huh? He works. Here's the deal. And James, thanks for the call. Here's the deal. The offensive coordinator handles the offense. The head coach oversees everything. So you can't have the head coach, although Doug Peterson calls plays, you can't have him oversee the offense because he's got to go over and look at the special teams. He's got to look at the defense. He's got a lot of other things to do. The offensive coordinator coaches the offense. And tries to coach him to be better at whatever it is they're trying to do. Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hi.
I wasn't able to tune in until just a few minutes after you started and you were talking about the hitting, but I did you talk about Gabe only using Vince for one out? Well, why did he pinch hit with nobody on and two out and a four-run lead? I don't get it.
No, I did not talk about that. He uses his bull. Boy, he wanted to go. Let me see. Velasquez. Let me look at the. So he pitched. What was it? The seventh or the eighth inning? Did Velasquez pitch?
He pitched the last out of the seventh. I think he pitched to make two hitters or something.
So in his mind, he wanted to. He had a pitcher for the eighth, and then he was going to bring Neris in. Obviously, was going to bring Neris in the ninth. I agree with you. He uses his bullpen too much. Yeah,
right.
So Howard he used him for what? For the matchups, yes. And then the matchups, then Alvarez, obviously, he liked the matchups better, and then Alvarez gives up two runs. I disagree because Velasquez can pitch another inning. Now, here's the only thing that I will say. They still haven't come up with a starter for tomorrow. Today, obviously, Enola's going to pitch. They have not come up with a starter, to my knowledge, for tomorrow. So he may just use bullpen pitchers in the game tomorrow. This is the only excuse that I can give him. So he will use Velasquez as one of those relievers for tomorrow's game.
Right.
Against the Braves, because it sounds like he's going to use a bunch of relief pitchers.
I get that, Howard, and it ends up being a biting your nose off situation because maybe he was trying to preserve Vince to have over the weekend, et cetera, but you end up losing last night's game that you really needed to win.
Well, you're not supposed to lose that game last night. Come on.
No, and we're in total agreement. I mean, he needs to learn to stop burning through his pen. You don't use every pitcher every night.
He just wanted to, you usually pitch between starts, and he wanted to pitch him so he didn't have all those days off, because if he's going to use him on Sunday, he won't pitch him today. So that's the – but I agree he uses his bullpen pitchers too much. I'm betting, just based on that he's going to be one of the relief pitchers they use tomorrow, because they're not going to bring up Cole Irvin. They don't want to start Velasquez. So he's just going to use a bunch of bullpen guys and use up his bullpen again. I don't think that's a good decision. Use up his bullpen again going into the Washington series when they're playing. They don't have a day off for a while. So you're going to wear out your bullpen by doing that. I don't agree with that. Tampa's made it a science with what they've done, and they've done it well because they're doing it all the time. The Phillies do use their bullpen too much, but I think that's why he only used them for one out. And yes, if he doesn't pitch tomorrow, then he should be criticized for only using them for one out. I agree with you. But the Phillies, the difference in the Phillies and the Braves, I don't want to hear about Neris, and it was actually a decent pitch, but the approach that McCann has at the plate is to make contact where the Phillies just try to hit home runs. That's the problem.
With Neris last night, Howard, I mean, you can't walk the tying run on four pitches. Well, what the heck was that? I mean, there's no excuse for that.
For anything when you give up runs in your bullpen. I agree with that. I mean, he's pitched. I'm okay with Neris. But he's actually, I mean, it was the first game that he got a blown save. So it's not good enough. Their problem is their bullpen with all the injuries is not good enough to get you to the closer. And the closer's they shouldn't have blown that game. But they need a starter. They need a position player. And they need a different approach at the plate, in my opinion. Yeah. All right?
And two last quick things, Howard. One Phillies, one Sixers. For $20-something million, can Bryce Harper please hit a ball to the opposite field once in a while or take a swing that looks like he's trying to do
he
that?
He actually bunted a ball once. I saw him actually bunt it down third base. Yeah.
But can Mike Schmidt or somebody talk to him and tell him, look,
it's not going to happen.
Hit the ball to the opposite way.
Well, it's not going to happen because he hasn't done it yet because home runs is what you've signed him for is home runs. And that's a mistake. You didn't sign him for his batting average. You sign him for walks and home runs. That's why you signed him. And really, they overpaid for him. I mean, almost every player in baseball is overpaid, but you overpaid for him. Can you imagine how much Christian Yelich is worth if Bryce Harper gets $330 million? Now, unfortunately for Yelich, I think he's got 2 or 3 years left on his contract. It's too bad. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. The Braves are a good team. That's the problem here is the Braves are a good team. That's the problem. The Braves are a very good team. The Phillies are a good team that the injury to McCutchen hurt. They need another starter, and they need the injuries, the bullpen guys, at least some of them, to come back. Because if you have Robertson, that kind of changes things too. Because he can pitch two innings, he can pitch one inning, he can be a closer. That was a key injury in the bullpen. 888-729-9494 on your cell phone, AT&T, #9494, and on Verizon, #9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is 920, and taste the greatest collection of pizzerias ever assembled. That's today. Today, the weather's going to be great. The Pizzadelphia Pizza Festival. Say that five times quickly. Pizzadelphia is out to prove that Philly has the best pizza in the country. Over 20 iconic Philly brands like Santucci's, Francone's, Tacanelli's, New Jersey. It's Pizzadelphia today from noon to 4 at the Navy Yard. I will stop by. After I get off the air, I'm going to stop by there. I got to be careful not to eat too many pizzas because I did last year, and it's hard not to. You can get your tickets at pizzadelphiafest.com. Buy yours now. Get $5 off by entering the promo code WIP. Limited tickets will be available at the door, so it's better you get them online. So get yours in advance. Do it now. I'll be there. You should be there. PizzadelphiaFest.com. WIP, right back to the phones. Lance, you're on WIP.
The king of sports radio talk. It's great to talk to you. Hey, Howard, I'd like to make you a GM of our four best pro teams. But first, I'd like to make a comment of that North Jersey Giants fan when he said Winston didn't get injured by contact. I mean, everybody knows when he broke his rib in his preseason rookie year, he came back and started almost the whole season.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know. That guy was talking about the Giants, how Wince was getting injured every year without contact.
It's football, and players do get injured. I'm not worried about it. Do you think the Eagles signed this contract without talking extensively to their doctors? Come on now. stop.
Of course.
People got to stop.
Wentz is the real deal. I mean, you
yes,
can't see
is.
That. You're not
yes,
watching.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Okay. Making you the GM of our Phillies team. Would you make it go like getting Bumgarner? Like, could we package? Would they take Williams and our third baseman, what is his name, Mikel Franco, and even throwing Fernandez?
So you're giving them backup players. The Giants don't want backup players. The Giants want young players. Any team is going to trade a good pitcher wants good young players from the system and maybe a good young player on the team. Why would they take – Nick Williams is nothing but a fourth or fifth outfielder. Mikel Franco is nothing but a backup third baseman at best. That's what he is.
You're right.
So, you know,
you're
you right, can't – I mean, you're hoping for something. You're wishing for something that ain't going to happen. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
How are you?
Not good after that game last night. Here's the bottom line, Howard.
Yep.
Pivetta, you know, we're talking about the bullpen. Pivetta did a decent job, but he had the, you know, Kapler went out, left him in the game. Swanson comes up. Stop nibbling around the plate. There's two outs. Go after the guy.
I'm not going to complain about Pivetta because he's done a nice job.
That was a turning point, though.
Yeah, but he's done a nice job. Well, so you don't want to go to the bullpen yet, so you got to do something. Pivetta's actually done a nice job for him, so I'm not going to complain about that.
But that at bat killed them. It killed them because he kept nibbling around with off-speed pitches instead of going hard at the guy. There's no reason they should have lost that game last night.
Hold it. He gave up four runs. He gave up four runs. And the Phillies were up 7-2 and 8-4. So,
but that changed the momentum in the game.
Momentum is a bunch of bull crap. Momentum is bull crap.
That did not obviously help them. That didn't help them.
Well, nothing helped them, but the bullpen didn't help them.
No, the bullpen is to blame for the loss as well, and I do agree with you. This team is a victim of their own ballpark. And when they play at home, they swing for the fences all the time. They take it on the road.
And they don't hit enough home runs.
And last night, they did hit the ball out of the ballpark, but they're very inconsistent with it.
If the Phillies are in the situation that the Braves were in, McCann was in, you think the Phillies hitter, most of the Phillies hitters would have just tried to make contact, or they have had the same swing they do for their home run swing?
Only a few of them would have tried to slap at the ball.
Yes, and that's a problem, and you can see it now, and that's why I think they're so inconsistent. You know, other than Kingery, who had three hits. Nobody really hit that well. I mean, Harper hits a home run. That's great. Realmuto only was 1-for-5. Hoskins was 1-for-3, and that was the home run. And he walked twice, so that makes the Phillies happy. They've got to have more consistency throughout their lineup. And I think, and I appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you. But that's the problem. They're just not consistent. Chuck. What do we have today, Chuck?
We have a bunch of stuff, but more importantly, happy Father's Day.
You too.
On a glorious weekend. I was blessed to have a terrific dad, and it's a special weekend, no doubt about it. My dad died when I was 16, suddenly of a heart attack, but he left a legacy of depression before that. Amazing guy. Had his own business. Used to take me to Connie Mack Stadium, so there's a million stories there.
Yep.
But here's the one that's most memorable, and it kind of speaks to the type of person he was. Big game, Little League Baseball, you know what it feels like when you're 12 years old. It's the biggest thing in the world, right?
Yeah.
I get an infield single. I say single because I was safe. I know that sounds biased. I was safe, and my dad's umping first base, and he calls me out. Now, very close play. But everybody on both sides said, no doubt you beat it. I had speed back then. I don't look like a guy that ever had speed, right? Calls me out, and it didn't go over well. I don't think the family spoke to him for a week. And when I got home, I said, you missed it. He said, well, you know what? You know, people knew that I was your father. If I called you safe, you probably would have stuck with that the rest of your life.
Well, that's the same story. I was the umpire. Yeah. One of my kids, not the one that works here, I called him on a 3-2 pitch. I called him out on a pitch looking because we all have to umpire. And right. I never forgot that. But it looked like a strike to me, and I didn't want to think that I was biased. I didn't want people to think I was biased. So, you know, it still haunts me to this day. So
yeah, it's funny. But this story comes up. We just buried my little league coach, Frank Trotman. He was one of the best, the Trotman boys. Yeah. And at that viewing, my dad's call came up. I remember going back. I'm 65. Yeah. It happened when I was 12, and the story was told by five people like it happened yesterday. That's the
all right,
beautiful.
So your thoughts on the Phillies. Your thoughts on the Phillies last
thoughts
night.
Thoughts on the Phillies. I think there is a simplification here, and you mentioned it three times so far. You can't be 18th in OPS because OPS, hear me out, OPS drives run differential. And when it's all said and done, if you said to me, I know you're into stats and analytics and all that, so give me the one bellwether stat that you think you can hang your hat on as the most predictable. We're having dinner. That's your question. I would say this. You know, it's hard to pick one, of course, but it's not low ERA. That I can demonstrate that. But if I show you run differential at the end of the year, I will match highest run differential to former World Series winner. So you take the Red Sox.
Yeah, and the Phillies run differential sucks.
Sure. It's terrible.
I know. So I know. I've seen that. I've looked at that. It's terrible.
And you said it earlier, but you said it three times, that they need more home runs. You can't be ranked that low in home runs at 85, okay, and be 18th in run differential and be below the averages in baseball. So you're not even above the averages, which are fairly pedestrian. Now, that speaks to one player because your other guys, again, I'm trying to keep things very straightforward. You got to give a little more credit to your guy, you know, Boy Hoskins. He's in a two war right now. He's escalated.
Yeah, I like Hoskins. You know,
having
I like
a great
Hoskins.
Year. Yeah, look at his numbers. They got JT's where he should be. Kingery's a surprise. Segura, McCutcheon, they miss him terribly. The guy that you circle here that's the culprit, if you want to pick one, is Harper. And it's glaring. It's not a little bit because he's having almost his worst season ever. And you didn't sign him up for that, right?
Nope.
So if he's giving you, you know, all these other teams, Howard, you mentioned Atlanta's lineup. They're 1-8. This Riley kid, they won't last like he's hitting now. But they can hit 1-8 for the lineup. Phillies can't do that. But you got to have an elite player to build around. And we thought that would be Harper. Now, you and I didn't think that, because we looked at his career stats and his WAR.
Yeah, I mean, he is what he is, and people got all excited, and he'll hit home runs, but he's not hitting enough of those. Pitchers, I don't know if they have learned how to pitch him better or he's just swinging too hard and is trying too hard.
That's it, Howard. The overswing, and when you watch the MLB channel and they break this stuff down, they really do a very good job with the experts breaking down swings, bat speed, all that stuff. Harper's swing and bat speed is so tenacious that when he's in his zone, he's going to hit a ball 500 feet. Other than that, he's not going to make contact with us.
Right.
He needs to cut down that ridiculous threshold of 200 projected strikeouts. You mentioned it earlier. Why don't the Phillies put the ball in play more?
Well, and the difference is last night, they would not have done what McCann did. Wasn't a bad pitch, but he just
good
tried
pitch.
To make contact.
And has to be caught.
And you know what? And things happen. And that's what the Phillies don't do. They don't try to make contact. They try to swing for home runs.
The ball was in the air 5 seconds. That ball's got to be caught by any left fielder. I mean,
well, it depends on where they were playing him, too. It depends on where they were playing.
You see the effort? There's no dive at the end of the play. There wasn't a full out. It was just not a great effort to the ball.
Well, you know, you got a left fielder out there who really is not an everyday player. So that's not fair either. I mean, that's not fair.
Quinn hurts us again by not being eligible to be on the roster, right? Because if he's defensive replacement last night, you win the game. You know, you are right. You're stuck with Bruce in that situation. But if Herrera's on the roster or Quinn, you win last night's game because that ball's not dropping. That's just
I mean, I don't know where they were playing him. So that's the other thing. I don't know where
straight
they were
away.
Playing him.
Yeah, they weren't shifted. They were pretty much straight away left field. And he had to go to his left. But if you look at the play, which I've slowed it up a few times, he doesn't get a good jump. It's not a full-out sprint. And you have to dive at the end. There's no dive attempt. to catch that ball, and with the game on the line.
Well, he might not be. He might not be a diver either. So you got to, it's just, he's not. He's not that kind of player. You're asking him to do something that he doesn't do. So he doesn't. That's a real dive. When he made the, when he stretched out for the ball the other night, it wasn't a dive. He was just going down, and he ends up going down.
They would see him make two plays leaving his feet. There's one where he had.
Yeah, but that's not the problem. Is they have a 7-2 lead. That's the problem.
I agree.
Talk about all the other things. It should have never come down to the last batter.
Makes
that's the problem.
What have happened with Kimbrel, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't make me. It doesn't make me winner. It doesn't make me.
I'll leave you with that. It should. I want you to think about that over your Father's Day weekend.
No,
wait
a minute. He only. Well, that's the first save that Neris has blown. The first one, and it was a good pitch. So whether and Kimbrel walks guys. He walks too many guys. I'm not. I'm not a Kimbrel guy. Get off the Kimbrel bandwagon.
Well, I'm not on a bandwagon. I'm just telling you that I think he'd help this team. But let's do this. Let's agree.
Not at that money.
Money. Let's just see what he does when he gets active. Let's see what Kimbrel does.
Well, he's got to be better than what the Cubs have. The Cubs suck in the back end of their bullpen.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. Just try to quantify better. What do you mean by better? What do you think his ERA will be or saves? What do you think he'll do? Just a guesstimate of what you think Kimbrel will do. I'm anxious
I have no idea.
Over 3, under 3 ERA. Keep it simple. Come on.
Well, it'll be under 3.
Okay, well,
under 3 for a bull for a closer doesn't work for me.
Well, for an elite closer, they're certainly lower than 3. But the Phillies could use a guy at 2.5 ERA.
Well, what's Neris? What's Neris?
He's very good.
Stop whining, Chuck. Stop whining.
I'm just saying we could have used him.
That's good. Know what? We could use Mike Trout too. But Trout made a good decision playing with Ohtani. How would you like to play with that guy?
He just jumped off a cliff again. You have a good five.
All right, see you later. See you, bye. we could use him. They could use a lot of guys. They could use Yelich if they made that trade a few years ago. What, 2 years ago? They could use it. Think about how good Yelich. Think about how good that the Phillies would be if Yelich was your right fielder and you didn't have to go out and sign Harper. And then you could have run full speed ahead on Machado. So, the coulda, shoulda, woulda is you can't coulda, shoulda, woulda all the time. You can't coulda, shoulda, woulda. It doesn't work like that. Well, if the Phillies had gotten Yelich, then they could have gone after Machado this year. They would have had a better third baseman. What a lineup that would be. So the coulda, shoulda, woulda's don't work. I don't want to hear about Kimbrel. I don't want to hear about. I'm not a Kimbrel guy. Neris has pitched fine. He's pitched very well. How's that? He's pitched very well. 94 WIP. I love the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. Coulda, shoulda, wouldas are a great thing. Give me one coulda, shoulda, woulda when we come back. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. The hypothetical nonsense that people have. Hypotheticals. That's why people don't like to answer hypotheticals anymore. But we do it all the time at WIP. 888-729-9494 on your AT&T service. That I know a lot of people like myself are using, #9494. Same thing with Verizon, #9494. WIP Sports Time, 939. 94 WIP. Happy Father's Day tomorrow to all the fathers out there. Just to touch on this, Mike Trout thing. Everybody was all bent out of shape when Trout re-signed with the Angels. And why would he sign there? He's never going to win. I don't know that. That team's got some players. And Ohtani. Oh, my gosh. And he's a good pitcher besides. And he's not going to pitch this year because he had Tommy John surgery. My gosh, what a player. They have a lot of good players. So, he obviously, and especially for him, he made a good decision. All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing, sir?
I've never had a bad day in my life, Steve.
Okay, well, you asked about the what-ifs?
Yes.
What if we took a guy named Dan Marino instead of Michael Haddix?
Yeah, how about that? And Michael Haddix was, I think, 9th pick in the draft, and Marino was, about 17th?
I thought 25th or something, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It might be. maybe 25th. Yeah, I just there were rumors about Marino.
Really?
Yeah, about drugs, and none of them proved to be true.
Right.
So whatever the case, but Marino was, that's a what if. Who did they not take? They took Keith Byers at 9. Who did they not take because they took Keith? That was a Buddy Ryan. Buddy Ryan thought he was going to outsmart everybody. So, he's got a foot injury, and why would you, why would you take him? And then he takes him, and then he may have had a foot injury here, but he never turned out to be what people thought he could have been.
When Byers played well, he was pretty good. Not great, but pretty good, but it was very limited. I mean, your thing about the what-ifs, I mean, you could do what-if almost entirely based on draft what-ifs, and then trade what-ifs could be a whole different story, but, your show, so.
Well, that's all right. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so I'm 55. So, I grew up in the 70s, and Steve Carlton, I love Steve Carlton, and Tom Seaver and Nolan Ryan. And I saw a statistic the other day that, I don't know if it's 1 year or an average, Carlton had 13 complete games. And then I got something on my phone yesterday that there was a 13-inning game where Nolan Ryan pitched 230 pitches.
Doesn't surprise me.
Okay, now, if guys are bigger and stronger as hitters, aren't guys bigger and stronger as pitchers?
Yeah, here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't think there is any simple answer. Heck, I was at a game. Steve Carlton, when he had that phenomenal season in
27-10?
Yeah. He had won 11, I think, I don't know how many in a row. It might have been 10 or 11 games in a row. But whatever the case, it was the 11th inning, and he was still pitching. Against Phil, I forget if Phil Negro was still in there, still pitching. Robin Roberts had 36 complete games, and some of them were extra inning games. It's crazy.
Yeah. And the Phillies sucked in 72 when Carlton played that well. It didn't matter whether he went out in early inning, whereas the Phillies, who are certainly.
But the other thing is agents don't want the players to pitch a lot of innings because they want that next contract. They always want that next contract. So they figure by not pitching as much, they save him for future years.
Here's what I'd be curious.
Agents are ruining sports.
Okay. Here's what I'd be curious about. I don't know if you can have a guy who can check this. I'm curious if in, 1975 versus 2015, what the average number of innings or pitches a guy played versus today.
Well, it's much more. It's much more.
But no. But the key is their longevity. There's our guys lasting on average of 9 years, where in those days they only averaged 6 years.
I don't think the longevity would be affected by these guys because they're babied, they're coddled from the minor leagues on because they invest so much money in them. So the teams invest money, the agents want more money, but the agents weren't as powerful and the teams didn't invest that much money in the players back then. So that there's two reasons that they do it. I think the longevity, those pitchers lasted forever. Look at guys like, and Jim Cott didn't throw hard. I mean, Jamie Moyer didn't throw hard and lasted a long time.
Right.
Carlton lasted a long time. And then at the end, he had some arm problems. But now it's the financial expenditures that you have for players, your investment by the teams, and the agents want more deals. I'm sure it's probably not changed, and thanks for and have a happy Father's Day. I'm sure it's not changed that much, but the agents, I am so down on agents. Sports Illustrated sickened me this week when I saw Rich Paul, the agent who formed the company, or LeBron James, whatever, Clutch Sports is Rich Paul, or LeBron James, and Rich Paul works for him, and he's going to dictate where players go. They are ruining the game. It doesn't matter. Guys like Scott Boras are ruining the game, are hurting players in signing. It's hurting for their career. I mean, how much money do you need? It'll be for the rest of your lifetime. It's just his ego. And to get the next guy, from Scott Boras needs to make the money off his commissions. And Rich Paul needs to make the money off his commissions. But the way they try to dictate what teams do and where players go, it's sickening. It is. They are hurting the game probably as much as the leagues themselves are hurting the game. Rob, you're on WIP.
You're absolutely right, King. You know what? To touch on that Bryce Harper thing in the Phillies, the problem with the Phillies is that, you know, certain, and you told the truth the whole time, but certain morning and midday show, they ramped this Bryce Harper thing up to the point where people thought they were getting Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and Mickey Mantle all rolled into one. And I've been watching baseball a long time, and he's a nice player. But I heard people say things like he was generational. I'm like, what generation are they talking about?
Well, generational in the fact that he started so early to be a very, very high-profile player. So from that standpoint, but after his MVP season, it changed a little bit. Now, he's a good player. Let's not take it away. I don't know that I would call him a superstar, but he's a good player. He'll hit some home runs. He's done everything right here. He can't say anything negative about that. He's done everything right here. He's done
it. You know, but he's getting played like a superstar, and he's not a superstar.
Well, yeah. Well, but the Phillies felt pressure because of all the nonsense that went on here in Philadelphia, because they didn't get, and they rather have Harper once they got Realmuto to get another left-handed bat. So they felt pressure to get him. I'm telling you, the Phillies, with the trades they made, would have still been a good team whether they signed Bryce Harper or not. They would have still been a very good team.
And they'd have used allocated those resources to, you know, like pitching.
Anything else that they could have gotten point anyway. I don't think. Now, in the future, there could be. But they're still going to sign a big – they still have the ability to sign a big free agent next year. Rendon is a third baseman for Washington. We'll see what – keep an eye on that, too, because they obviously need a third baseman.
They're probably going. Washington's probably going to re-sign him.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Getting to this, you know, and then I hear people talking about, well, Toronto won because Golden State had all those injuries, but people forget that Golden State won that first championship. That one when they beat the Cleveland.
Yeah, and they were without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love.
Yeah, and you know what? And if they'd have had those two guys,
these people that are whining have to stop. Ike and John whined yesterday. Well, if KD was there, well, you knew going in that KD wasn't going to be there, so stop whining. And Klay Thompson only got hurt for the last quarter, and it was a devastating injury for him, and he was playing great, but that doesn't mean they would have won. They still scored. They scored enough points. 110 points is enough to win. The thing is that Toronto scored more than they normally score, and they just outscored him at the end. People got to stop whining. The Sixers fans should be the ones that are whining because they didn't trade Ben Simmons for Kawhi Leonard, which I'm not an after-the-fact Johnny here. I said it last year.
You were right on time with that.
I know.
It's a joke. Let me tell you, only Ben Simmons making excuses for Ben Simmons. I'm so sick of it. Well, he's only 22. You know,
well, Embiid makes excuses. You know, he's, I was hurt. I love the thing he said. Yeah, I text Brett Brown at 6 o'clock in the morning. I needed an IV. How the hell do you know you need an IV? I mean, what the hell? That's the most ridiculous, asinine thing I've ever heard of. Joel Embiid has just got to go out there and play. He's a very, very, very good player. Go out there and play and stop complaining about this and I don't know. It's a game time. Stop it. Stop it already. Stop it. Just go out there and play. And Ben Simmons, if he doesn't take more shots from the outside, I'm done with him anyway because they can't win with him. I'm done.
They can't win with him. And you know what? And if Elton Brand has any balls and if he's the real general manager, he'll get rid of that kid.
Well, you know, but he's not going to get enough. And thanks for the call, Rob. He's not going to get enough for him at this point. They waited too long. All right, everybody have a great weekend. I'm headed to Pizzadelphia, the Pizza Fest, at the Navy Yard. And you stop on down. A lot of pizza. If you like pizza, it's your day. But it's all good. I mean, there's the Phillies got to I don't know where they go from here, but they're going to make some trades. It's not going to happen tonight. Atlanta is a very good team. I think we all saw that at this point. The Phillies have to change, obviously have to change some things. All right, happy Father's Day to everyone. I'll see it. Maybe see some people at the Pizza Fest. Tim Kelly, not to be confused with that dope Tom Kelly on the other side. Glenn and Ray are next. Is that correct? They're both in today? Okay. Glenn and Ray are next. Everybody have a great weekend and enjoy it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.